This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. And happy Easter to all that celebrate. We'll have a, I know my kids are already up and celebrating. I could hear them during the 6 o'clock hour, those little feet running across, running out to get their little Easter baskets. They were pretty pumped when I went up and saw them at the 7 o'clock hour break there. It was fun to see. They met me at the stairs yelling, "Daddy, look, the Easter Bunny came!" Love it. It's really, really exciting stuff. So, you know, obviously a lot of meaning behind Easter, but for little ones, they do get excited. So I will cherish that, but enjoy it as we go. So we're going to be here for a good amount of time, right? Like I said, we got 3 more hours left in the show. We can talk about a number of things. The temperature's warming up, but the nighttime temperatures are still a little bit too cold. So those are some things to be thinking about. Do we put grass seed down? Do we put, you know, the fertilizer down? What do we do? Right. Now, we spent a lot of time talking about the crabgrass control and putting that down. One thing we didn't touch on is using a crabgrass control with grass seed, right? So if you were to just use a crabgrass control with fertilizer, but just the regular fertilizer, your step one, you wouldn't be able to be putting grass seed down for a good amount of time, right? That crabgrass control doesn't know the difference between crabgrass and grass seed. It knows that it's supposed to hold back any of the grass seed or seed that is trying to germinate that is like a grass. Crabgrass, right? But there's also the bluegrass, ryegrass, fescue, which is also a grass, right? It will prevent any of those, but there is a way to do it. There are formulations out there that will actually be a crabgrass preventer with starter fertilizer. You'll know the difference because you'll see it, and it's going to be a lot more expensive than just buying a bag of the crabgrass preventer. Crabgrass preventer, like 5,000 square feet, can usually range anywhere from $15 to $20. Now, that crabgrass preventer with starter fertilizer usually ranges for a 5,000 square foot bag anywhere from like $55 to $70. You're saying that's a pretty big jump. It is. I mean, it really is. But is it worth it? Yes. If you want to put seed down now and take care of the crabgrass at the same time, this is the only way to do it. It's the only way to take care of it. And, if you looked into best time to plant grass seed, There's going to be tons of things on the internet that's going to say fall is the best time to plant. It's true. But crabgrass and other weeds don't read books. They don't go on the internet. They don't care what it says that this is the best time to grow. Weeds grow all year round, just about, right? Most areas it doesn't, but you get what the point that I'm saying. Weeds will grow in early spring in bad soils, in good soils. But if there's nothing there to compete with, it's just going to take over. So that's why a lot of people will do some reseeding in the spring. They want to establish that lawn, get that grass seed down there so the weeds don't take over. So, you know, we were talking with Mike earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, and he was saying, you know, asking some different questions. And, you know, he alluded to it, and I agreed. The best way to not have to kill weeds and do all those things and take care of a lawn isn't, you know, preventing them every year. It's having a lawn that's nice and full of good grass. Your fescues, your ryes, your bluegrass, those types. You know, other areas, zoysia grass, Bermuda grass, those types of things, right? Depending upon the area you're in. But those are things that we don't really think about. We think about, all right, I put my 4 or 5 applications down. A lot of times we just look at the chemical version, but we go into that organic version as well. And we just continue to do it. But we continue to do it because every year the weeds come back. But what we don't realize is we need to fill the lawn with good grass so we can cut down on some of those fertilizers, right? So that's the end goal. It's not easy, but it can happen. So when you're thinking about this and redoing the lawns, etc., just remember those things. Remember that it's going to take some time. It's not just above ground. It's the soil level, too. And we can talk about that as we go on. In the meantime, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Paul is in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Good morning. How are you doing? Happy Easter to you and your family.
You as well?
This reminds me of a day, and the sun's coming out nice. I was able to spend some time down in Cuba with your mom and dad, you know, a few years ago.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome, yeah. Question I have for you. It's one section of my lawn. I reseeded it and took care of it real good, and it was really nice. And my wife said you should put some peat moss down, and I did. And that area is, I don't know what it is. It's some kind of weed. It's very, very low to the ground and almost hugs the ground. Very tiny little green leaves. And I'm wondering if there's something other than killing everything that I would be able to eradicate without, you know, destroying that whole section and starting fresh.
Well, so there are some products that you could use. And, you know, it sounds like you either have some Creeping Charlie or some chickweed mixed in there. There's a couple products that I like to use, and Bonide has them. They have a product called Chickweed Clover and Oxalis Killer that will just kill the weed. It won't kill the living grass that's there. Okay? So that is definitely one that I would use. It comes in a... I believe it now comes in a ready to spray, but it usually, for the longest time, it was just a concentrate that it would be in. So you would have to mix it. I'm trying to find it on the website as we talk so I can get, you know, the exact for you. So this chickweed, clover, and oxalis is definitely one to be using. It does come in a ready to use, so that would be a trigger spray. So you could use that. The other product out there that you could be using is called Weed Beater Ultra. So Weed Beater Ultra comes in a hose end, nice and easy to use. You can spray over the entire lawn, and it doesn't kill grass, right? There's about 200 weeds that it's listed to kill. But if, you know, I'm on the website now, and just right on the top, clover, ground ivy, oxalis, chickweed, those are some of the ones that you might have right there. So that might be the perfect one to do, and it doesn't kill grass, right? So that's why it's so good. The other thing is with a Weed Beater Ultra, so they have two. They have Weed Beater, and then they have Weed Beater Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra can be used in temperatures, I believe, down to 45 degrees, whereas Weed Beater Ultra, the temperatures need to be 60 degrees or warmer. So Weed Beater Ultra is one where if you're starting to see them now and the temperatures outside obviously are in the 40s, you can use this, whereas the other products like that chickweed, clover, and oxalis spray that I was talking about, you need to wait till it's about 60 degrees outside to do it as well.
Okay.
So the Weed Beater Ultra has, the way they formulated it is to allow it to do in the colder temperatures, you know, in New England and mm-hmm. be able to take care of that. So that's what I would be looking to do, definitely.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll interject one thing. This, whatever it is, whatever kind of weed it is, it wintered over. I mean, it stayed green, but it actually hugs the ground, tiny little green leaves. So I don't know if that's what this weed is.
Well, so the idea behind it is it's more of that creeping area, so that's why this one would work with it. Even without knowing the name, I would know that a creeping one like that, this would be a product for it. I got to hit a break. If you have any more questions, hang tight. If not, thank you for the call. We'll talk soon.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Paul is still with us. We kind of got cut off by the break there.
Yep, that happened. You got to pay for the airtime.
Yeah, I just wanted to come back and kind of finish up. Did you have some more thoughts or anything I can help with?
Yeah. The only thought I have is, well, first off, you think peat moss had that seed in that caused that growth?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
No, I think a lot of weeds are airborne seeds that can, it just happens. I think you did the right thing by putting the peat moss there, to be honest with you. Adding organic matter of any sort into the lawn is actually huge. It really is something that we don't talk about enough, in my opinion. We talk about, use this product to do this, that, and the other thing. But organic matter, there's a reason why they test for it in a soil test to see how much is in there. More is better. It actually helps the microbes in the soil live. It helps the nutrients flow easier. It allows those to go in and, the water to go into it. So I think what you did is fine. I don't think it had anything to do with the, adding weed seeds. So I'm sure at this point when your wife hears that, she's going to be like, I was right again.
She will.
But I definitely, organic matter is one of those things that we need to add to the soil in a lawn that it just kind of gets forgotten. Even just top dressing once a year, that is definitely a good thing.
Okay. And just to, I want to make sure I zero in on what is on the ground. That one, the Ultra with the, I think said it kills 200 weeds.
Yep, the Weed Beater Ultra.
Yes, that's pretty much gets everything good. But these leaves are, I don't even know if they're a 16th of an inch long, and they're just like little clusters.
Are they like rounded? Are they round or?
Yeah, somewhat rounded. They don't come to a real definite point because I pinch down and pick some up, and I got about 10 of them in a pinch, and you look at them close, and it's just a tiny little green leaf.
Okay. So the one thing that, I don't really worry about with it is, you know, I look at the style weed it is. How does it grow? Right? It's low growing. It stays along the ground. Does it just have one root system, or like where if you were to pull one of them out, would you pull out, you know, would it be like creeping in the soil, or would it be different?
It seems like it's just covering the surface where it's at.
Okay. You know, so
and it takes over where it's at. The grass doesn't grow.
Okay. You said it stays green all year. Does it turn like almost like a dark color later on? Like a I'm trying to think. Like almost like purpley in the winter.
No, it pretty much stays green. Maybe a little bit lighter of a green during the winter.
Okay. I mean, I definitely think this is, to use the Weed Beater Ultra would be the best, just based on, you know, what I know, what I've seen. I'm trying to think what else it could be, but just the style, this would be definitely one to use, because it also, okay. So it'll also do, like, what's the word, dandelions, which would be the one. I'm not saying it's the same thing, but what I'm saying is it's kind of the same style where it's just one root. So it'll work on things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm almost thinking it could be like a knotweed. Because knotweed has small leaves, but I think. What I would like to see you do is use that Weed Beater Ultra, and it's a Weed Beater Ultra. I wouldn't just use it once. I would look at doing it twice and doing it once now or once, you know, in the next week or so, and then once 2 weeks after to get anything that's behind it coming up. That definitely, just based on what I'm seeing, I think that would probably be it.
Alrighty.
I would definitely use that. Okay?
Okay, Pat. Thank you, and you and your family, happy Easter.
You as well. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day, Paul.
You too, now.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing, and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On this Easter Sunday, officials say this may be the last holiday where we have to social distance. In St. Peter's Square, for the second year in a row, there are very thin crowds due to the coronavirus pandemic. Pope Francis, in an Easter Vigil Mass, asked people to not lose hope during the dark months of the pandemic. A small crowd of less than 200 people wearing masks attended. Almost 1.6 million travelers moved through TSA checkpoints on Friday. On Friday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky spoke about new coronavirus travel guidelines.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
This is USA Radio News. The man who rammed his car into two police officers at a barricade outside the Capitol, killing one of them before he was shot to death, had been suffering from delusions, paranoia, and suicidal thoughts. Video of the attack on Friday shows the driver emerging from the crashed car with a knife in his hand and starting to run at the pair of officers. Police shot the suspect, 25-year-old Noah Green, who died at the hospital. Investigators are increasingly focused on Green's mental health as they work to identify any motive for the attack. Posting online, Green described being under government thought control and said he was being watched. Reverend Pat Mahoney witnessed the attack.
It appeared to be three shots, and I saw people running the opposite way. It was one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen. There was just Constitution completely lined with armed National Guard members in face masks and automatic weapons.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Elizabeth is in Anderson, South Carolina.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, yes. I live in South Carolina. Of course, it gets very hot here. And we just bought a home, and there's literally probably, you know, like 1% of grass left in the yard. Everything that's green is low-lying weeds and dandelions. And so, of course, I believe we'll have to start over with the yard. What type of grass seed would you advise? And number two, in a short version, when I hire this person, what would be the process I should be looking for that he will do?
Well, so we'll start with the process a bit here. So you're looking for them to really eradicate any of the weeds that are there existing, right? And you said it's most of the yard. And it's going to take a process. It's not going to be an overnight process unless they're adding all new soil and doing that type of thing. I would be cautious if they just come in and rototill the yard. I wouldn't be like rototilling by any means. I would be trying to kill what's there first, eradicating it, and then adding like organic matter or new soil to it, and then putting down the grass seed for you. So that's the process that I would be looking at, is making sure they're not just like rototilling the lawn. So what happens with the rototiller is it just breaks up the seeds and puts them either a little bit lower in the soil, but they're still in the soil, right? We want to kill everything first that we're going to get rid of, and then build from there. You know, I would look for them to also do a soil test to be able to find out what's going on with the soil to be uh-huh. able to say we need to add this or we need to do this to help build up the soil as well, because the soil is very important. As far as grass seed, I would look to say, you know, is it full sun? Is it partial shade? What, you know, what's the difference? What is it for you down there?
Right. Basically, full sun.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple options for you down in South Carolina. It's a little bit different than the north up here. You could do a couple. So Bermuda grass would be fine for you down there. A centipede mm-hmm. grass would be all right to do. Zoysia grass would be another one. Those are all going to do like full sun. They'll even take a little bit of shade, but full sun mm-hmm. would be fine for them. You know, be up to you if you want to add like a mix to it. A lot of places will do a mix of the two or individual grass seed, so it's just one. But I like to see if I can get a little bit of a mixture. Maybe if uh-huh. you can find, and I have to look a little bit deeper to see if they have like a centipede grass that has some Bermuda grass or Zoysia grass mixed in it as uh-huh. a seed. That way, the reason why I'm thinking this way is if something happens to one style grass, say something happens where it there's a disease to that style of grass, there's always a secondary grass in there to not necessarily have it because it's a different style. It might not get it. You know what I mean? It's like
right.
not planting all the same plant in one area. So if a disease or an insect comes in, it doesn't kill everything. That's mm-hmm. the thought process for me. Maybe using just a two mix. Some of them will come out with like a three style mix. But two grass seeds mixed together, in my opinion, or even just one, but I'd like to see the mix, if possible, down there. I'd like to see them as well look at like a starter fertilizer to go with it as when they put it down, making sure that's taken care of. If you want to look at like a fescue grass, there's mixes mm-hmm. of those, so you're going to have multiple styles of fescue, so it's not just one. So that might be mm-hmm. nice. Really making sure that they look at a lot of the details, right? Getting mm-hmm. rid of the weeds instead of just covering them. Because if they just cover them or rototill it, you're going to be having some of the same problems down the road. You know, you're probably going to spend some money with a landscaper to do this, and you want your money to go to the right spot. So that's why see if they, you know, recommend when you talk to them, can you do a soil sample as well? Because that soil sample long-term can help you figure out what else is going on there. It'll help you with a fertilization program down the road. So you're not just mm-hmm. putting the same thing down and hoping for the best. If you get a soil sample done and they can't read it, you can always send it to me at the Paul Parent Garden Club at our website. There's a way to email us, mm-hmm. and I can always help out at that point. But a lot of the landscapers, when you ask them that, they're going to say, no, I don't know what that is, or, yeah, I can do that, no problem, and then they'll know what to do with it. The other big thing for a lawn is water, right? We all know that we need to water, but the amount of water per week needs to be about 2 to 3 inches per week to keep the grass seed viable, to keep the roots developing the way you want. Now, if you're going to use just like a sprinkler that you put out, mm-hmm. if you want to figure out, you know, what 2 inches looks like, how long you have to leave it in an area, mm-hmm. a tuna fish can is about an inch tall. So empty tuna fish can, you can put it outside in the area that it's getting watered, leave mm-hmm. it out there, see how long it takes for it to get filled. Mm-hmm. Then you know, say it takes a half hour to get 1 inch of water, we're looking to do 2 to 3 inches per week, mm-hmm. so that could be mm-hmm. about 3 hours, right? And you can mm-hmm. spread that out. I'd also recommend watering in the morning. so that it has the day to dry out. I know that sounds funny that we want it to dry out, but if you water at night, you know, late at night, like 8, 9 o'clock at night, the water could just sit in the soil and just rot everything out, that type of thing. So that's what we need to be thinking about. So that's why we go morning.
Okay.
So that is that. That's where I would go with the watering. Watering is just as important as getting that soil sample and getting everything taken care of. So those are a few things that you can do and push for right away.
Okay, great. Well, that helps me. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a great Easter.
You as well, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, ProTrust Products manufacture some of the best lawn and garden fertilizers and weed control products on the planet. If you want an amazing-looking lawn, there is no other fertilizer quite like Turf Trust. Its unique controlled-release formulation provides your lawn with everything it needs and keeps feeding for up to 14 weeks. In fact, right now, ProTrust is running the annual Turf Trust Triple Play promotion. This promo combines their amazing Turf Trust fertilizer with their legendary broadleaf weed control and crabgrass control products. Save 10% and get free shipping when you order the Turf Trust Triple Play online at www.protrustproducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust Products. Now, you did hear me correctly. That is 14 weeks of feeding. 14. We usually, when we talk about these products for the lawn, it's usually 4 to 6 weeks, right? 14 weeks. That's three applications length, just about. So definitely something to be looking into. Go to their website. Take a few days for it to ship, it to get to you. We have time. We have plenty of time to be doing it. In New England, a lot of the forsythia hasn't even started blooming. Maybe on the Cape, the lower areas, it started. But in the northern part of New England, it has not. So definitely something to be, you have time, something to be thinking about doing. So go online to their website and they'll help you out. And just remember, you'll use this product and won't have to worry about the lawn for 14 weeks. You can do all the other things. You can spend more time with the family. You can just enjoy the yard. Those types of things that you want to do and not worry about the lawn. So that's why they are such a good product to be thinking about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do have an email question from Ryan. He was saying, what do you recommend for landscape fabric to keep grass and weeds from growing through? It says poly, If you go with poly, do you have to punch holes? So both... You would have to punch holes if you're planting on it, right, for those areas. You might have some weeds pop up through there. But up to you on where you want to go. You know, a lot of us will use that landscape fabric. It lasts for X amount of years. Some will say 5 years. Some will say more. That poly, what it also does is it kills the weed seeds a little bit easier because of the plastic. Poly heats it up and will burn, you know, the weed seeds will be too warm. And they won't germinate. So that's some of the benefits from poly. Again, up to you on what you want to do. I like to use the landscape fabric, just as it's always been used. But if it were me, either one, because poly's going to do some things. And if you're worrying about trying to get a whole area, just really it's been a bad area of weeds, maybe go with the poly to just help it. We talk about with like a Japanese knotweed, right? Japanese knotweed, some people will put like a heavy-duty poly over the top of it after they've sprayed it to have the sun help heat that area up and to burn the roots and burn that product. So that might be something, you know, if it's a really bad area, use that poly. If it's not as bad and you're just doing some, you know, cleanup, maybe use the landscape fabric. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food originally designed for professionals. Use it for everything you plant to guarantee success, even in poor soils. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Once your plants are off to a great start, keep them nourished with our tones, a full line of organic plant foods including Hollytone, Plant Tone, and Rose Tone. Espoma has just the right tone for your trees, shrubs, flowers, and vegetables. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. We're going to take a break here. With your questions, give us a call at 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a few calls on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Brian is in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Brian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. Good morning. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I have a few questions for you.
Sure.
One is I planted some grass seed last fall, and I think I did it a little late in the season, so it germinated, but it hasn't come all the way up. And I wanted to put down some borage seed in the spring, but I want to make sure I can get it down before I put down my pre-emergent. And is now a good time to put down the seed? Even though it's still pretty cold at night,
I would be waiting a little bit on that grass seed. The other thing is, if you were to use a pre-emergent, like a crabgrass pre-emergent that has no starter fertilizer in it, it's going to be hard for you to have success. You'd be looking for a pre-emergent that is a crabgrass control with starter fertilizer, which is specifically made for grass seed to grow at the same time as starting with the root system and helps promote growth of what's already there. If you were to just use a crabgrass control, it would kill all the seed you put down.
Okay. Yeah, it's because that pre-emergent is going to go down probably – wait, about 3 weeks or so?
Yeah, so you could look at it as when the forsythia start to bloom a good one, or when the soil temperatures warm up above 50, that's when crabgrass starts to germinate, but it has to stay in the 50 degrees for a good amount of time, days in a row. but if you're going to just put a pre-emergent down, then grass seed, is kind of... you're just going to kill that grass seed because the pre-emergent doesn't know the difference between crabgrass and a regular grass that you're trying to grow.
Okay. So my lawn's pretty well established. It's just the kind of larger spots I want to just get going. I wonder if I skip the pre-emergent this spring.
Well, so
is that
That's an idea I would think of doing, because if it's the rest of it's pretty established and that area needs it just to help get the rest established, weeds aren't going to grow in an area where there's tons of grass. They're not going to take over an area like that. They're going to wait to they're going to want areas that are easier. They want poor soils. They want, you know, open spaces to really take over. So that's something to think about. So if you're putting seed down an already established lawn and you don't really have the other weeds in those areas, maybe just use a starter fertilizer and get that down, and then spot treat later on once the lawn has become more established, or as long as the grass seed that you put down becomes established. And usually to know that it's established in those areas is like 2 to 3 cuttings with a lawnmower. So that it kind of, you know, builds up a little bit of the thatch that it gets there, so it's a little bit stronger. So that would be ideally maybe the way to look at doing it.
Okay, that makes sense. I think I'm going to do that this year. The other thing, too, is it too early to aerate my lawn? I have a plug aerator that I pull on the back of my tractor, and I wanted to, I'm getting itchy to get out there, so do I have to, should I be patient?
You can do it, honestly. Get out there and do it. I don't think it's too early, to be honest. I think you can start doing it. It's going to be, you know, high 50s, maybe 60 today in some of the areas. I don't have a problem with you doing it. Just starting to get it ready, right? Just waking up the lawn, aerating, hoping. Yeah. I would definitely look that to do that.
Oh, yeah, great, because everything's starting to green up, and I just thought I'd get a head start on it.
Yeah, it's one of the. Go ahead. Yeah,
go ahead.
Finish your thought because we're about to hit the break. I don't want to cut you off.
Oh, no, my final one was just a real quick question. Can I transplant a couple hydrangeas right now?
Yes.
Now a good time to transplant.
Perfect time when they're, you know, pretty dormant. They haven't started to show buds. Get them done now, because later on, if they started to show buds or they're, you know, heavier buds, you'd want to wait until they've really leafed out, because you could just really shock them completely. So get them done now. One thing, add the Biotone starter into the soil or protolizer, either one of those, and that's going to help with transplant shock.
Okay, that's great, Patrick. Thank you very much, and happy Easter.
You as well, Brian. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.